It never became
soon,
a...
Soon. Crack this microphone up a bit.
It never became a anti-smoking commercial. It was never released on a single. It finally came out, I think, on Odds and Sods. Is that right? Must be. I saw him play that song. And if somebody once told me they only played it five times. I was in Seattle, and all the local Seattle heavyweights did a Who tribute one night, Kurt Block and the fellows and such. And the guy Bill, what's his name, from Sergeant Major, sang a little Billy. And afterwards, I told him I had seen it, and he totally flipped out and ran backstage to the other guys and said, I just talked to a guy who told me he saw the Who, and they said, oh, yeah, that was Ron. And when I saw him, the ha-ha-ha part, Roger Daltrey just couldn't stop, and he doubled over laughing through it. He could hardly get back to the next verse. Quite amazing. The Who, 1968, Phil Maurice, rocking, playing Obscurity. Started off with Pete Townsend on his own from Scoop 3. I Like It the Way It Is. And that was meant to be on Who Are You? It was one of the songs demoed for that. That was a nice Pete Townsend version of it. We heard Speedy Keen, John Speedy Keen, from his second solo album. He heard Somebody to Love. And he was Pete Townsend's chauffeur. He wrote Armonia City in the Sky and was a lead singer in Thunderclap Newman, a band that Pete Townsend put together and produced a huge number one hit record for them. We heard The Who from a French compilation, sort of a quick one album with a few changes. It's just called The Who. You heard Don't Look Away. And another Pete Townsend related artist, Billy Nichols, with a band called White Horse on that one, doing Give It Up from their one and only album. And I was just checking the credits to see who was playing on that. And it's Caleb Quay from the Elton John Records playing guitar, and Bill Payne from Little Feet's on there, as well as Paul Brer. He's on the album too. So that's quite a, that was sort of a surprise. That got us to 5 o'clock and change. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena. My name is Ron Sanchez. I've been sitting here for 2 hours, or actually standing and dancing for 2 hours, trying to entertain you. And I got just about an hour left to do some more to you. But first, KGLT is supported by Nova Cafe, keeping it local since 2005, serving breakfast daily 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. and lunch Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Located downtown Bozeman at 312 East Main, and on the web at novacafe.com. Lively Time, Montana's complete monthly guide to artists and entertainment, available online at livelytimes.com. And KGLT is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, promoting the growth and development of public media in communities throughout America, on the web at cpb.org. And that's something we have to protect, because this sort of radio and such is a rare and fragile thing. But this isn't rare or fragile. It's rockin'.
Well, yeah,
Glow Live with Rockpile from the English album Jesus of Cool, live version of Heart of the City with Terry Williams' big drum solo, which he carried over from the band he's in previous, Man. That was the end of Many Are Called But Few Get Up. That was a little more elaborate variation on that. Sounded good. Kept it rocking there. Start off with Dave Edmunds himself from his debut solo album. You heard the single version of Down, 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 Flamin' Groovies, produced by Dave Edmunds. Yeah, My Baby from Flamin' Groovies now. The Beatles in there, produced by themselves. Old Brown Shoe, Fleetwood Mac from the debut album called Fleetwood Mac. Peter Green doing Long Gray Mare, and finish up there with Nick Lowe. 5:21, just about where I want to be. Working it out today. I better tell you some stuff. I need to find something, so I'll tell you right now. This 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Intensive Car, and it says closing in capital letters on April 26th. That was a couple weeks ago, and they wish to thank all their loyal and wonderful customers for their exceptional trust and support the past 11 years. May you all live long and be well. Happy trails from Craig, Isaac, and Andrew. And they're still supporting the show. Hopefully they'll just stay on. They'll just keep saying hello. Huh, Craig? I'll work it out. I think that happened. I know he's a big fan of KGLT. That's why he's doing that. Maybe better tell you something else, too.
My name is Nate, and I love garage rock, rebel rock, punk rock, and all their precursors and offshoots. It's what I play for you every other Sunday evening from 7 to 9.
Breaking rocks in a hot sun. I fall for law in a low one. I fall for law in a low one.
So join me in winding down the weekend and kickstarting your week.
I fall for law in a...
Right here on KGLT.
Fork and Spoon Homestyle Kitchen, Bozeman's newly renovated dinner restaurant, offers scratch cooking Sundays through Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Operating on a pay-what-you-can model, Fork and Spoon runs a delicious and affordable weekly menu. There are kid options, pizza, homestyle dinners, house-made soups and salads, all made with local ingredients. A program of HRDC, Fork and Spoon is located at 302 North 7th. Did you know the Fork and Spoon also provides catering and space rental? Information and menus at forkandspoonkitchen.org and on Facebook or by phone, 587-4225.
Yes, North 7th, in Midtown, as we're called now. I'm a Midtowner. It sounds really, really impressive, doesn't it? It's just North 7th, but they're spiffing up North 7th bit by bit, and it'll morph into part of downtown soon. They're making it more walking friendly, which is really nice. Though some businesses are reluctant to chip in. Okay, I'll continue. I want to start with this one. There's a connection here, but it's pretty thin.
I'm guilty of city. The one thing given unto me. Just a silver white light, silver white bright light, night up above.
All your ears have turned away, but Now's the time to look and look again at what you see. Is that the way it all stays? That's the way it ought to be. Oh, don't you know that? Game.
Dave Mason from his classic solo album, Alone Together. That's actually off, I put it off of an English compilation called Scrapbook. You should have took more than you gave. Guy never matched that again. Though I have to say, I did see him right when that came out, and he was spectacular. Had the Pointer Sisters sitting in that night doing backup, and Dave Mason is an incredible guitar player. Just a lovely show. But since then, he's just not nailed it. I started with Terry Reid from his second solo album. You heard A Silver White Light. And then Led Zeppelin from their third album, That's the Way. And the link there is that the legend is Terry Reid was asked originally by Jimmy Page, the lead singer in the band that would become Led Zeppelin. And he deferred, but suggested that Page go up to Birmingham and check out Robert Plant, who was singing probably in the Band of Joy at that point, one of those bands, and Robert Plant suggested John Bonham, and there he went. And I don't think Terry Reid had the constitution to have been the lead singer in Led Zeppelin, and I don't think he's quite... I think Robert Plant wrote the right lyrics for Led Zeppelin, so all that speculation, I don't know. I'm not fretting it. Terry Reid's made some nice music on his own, though with little or no success. I know he plays around in small bars and stuff in Southern California, if you're lucky. I need to tell you, this 5 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by KSM TV, Montana's Public Television Channel 9. Tonight on Montana PBS, it'll be Washington Week. In principle, is at 7:30. American Masters. Hedy Lamarr, that might be interesting. She's quite the woman. And the Royal Wedding Watch. My English friends are of very mixed feelings about that. It's very expensive, you know. Costs a lot of money, and like a lot of countries, they're cutting services for ordinary people, but they can pay for the the royals to eat, drink, and be merry. It's a tough thing there. I don't want to get involved. I'm not a monarchist at all. Can you imagine if our leader right now was George Washington's heirs, some far distant relative? That makes no sense at all. Okay, one more thing. Come up, please.
On Wednesday, May 23rd, the Bozeman Film Society presents the Montana premiere of Mountain at the Ellen Theater. A unique cinematic and musical collaboration, Mountain dazzlingly explores the human obsession with high places and their ongoing power to shape our lives and dreams. Tickets are available at theellentheater.com, by calling 585-5885, or at the box office. Mountain. 7 p.m. Wednesday, May 23rd, at the Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman.
Keep them flickering.
Yeah, stuff scares me. Vertigo. It's a problem I have. Okay, last set. I think I'm ready. This is a record a friend of mine, a record collector in Chicago, James Porter, turned me on to. And I'm surprised I had never heard of it before. This man's name is Johnny Robinson.
You've got teardrops on your letter, baby, from trying to break up with me. There'll be a brighter day. Can you dig it, baby? Can you dig it, honey? Ooh. Person to person. Person to person. Look at him. Let's stop fighting one another and give each other's heart a break.
Can take your place, darling, in my embrace. I'll never be free. And when my lips burn with desire, no other kiss puts out the fire. I may try and try, no one can satisfy this longing in me. I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your. How can I be free when I still remember how you could thrill me with a sigh, just like a chain your love remains when we're apart. Each kiss I gave to you made me a slave to you. I'll never be. I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes. How can I be free when I can still remember how you could thrill me with a sigh, just like a chain.
Right now, it's getting towards the end of the show, and we have to go, but we would like to say that you're a wonderful audience, and it's beautiful being here in Sydney. But for right now, we're going to do a little number called What I Say. We'll be right back.
child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn. And another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them. You see, it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom. Blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
Family affair.
It's a family affair. Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. Uh-huh. You can't leave 'cause your heart is there. But you can't stay 'cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry 'cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway 'cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair. Family affair. Oh, yeah, family affair.
Get yourself together.